can't sing. I have to start this podcast with talking shit on Martin. How about we start this podcast with a gift, dude?
How about I ask God why I still break out? That's what I want to know.
Because you jack off and you rub your face.
So happy New Year, everybody.
The cum was good
Martin's
for your face.
Birthday. You still owe me a gift for my birthday?
Oh, he got you a shirt? A black shirt?
No, let's... He got these for free, and I just said I would
complimentary to Pandora.
I know I have Spotify, but whatever. Feels good.
What does it say?
Making music moves.
Is this a gym shirt? 7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Nope.
Fuck no.
That's your little birthday cups.
Do I have to give you this bag back?
No.
Then,
you gotta tell them what you're getting for
Buffalo Trace, Shody.
There's something else in there.
You got one more thing.
Buffalo Trace and a bunch of cups.
Big ass sippy cup. Where'd you get
this money on?
That's legit. Where'd you get this? I'll just be at work.
Just chilling with your little sippy cup.
I love these straws. Like,
yeah, well, describe that shit for everyone.
It's like a little Lego
sippy cup.
It's a Lego.
It looks like a giant Lego piece. That's with like, a straw in it.
Yeah, but it has like the
twisty straw. Or
it's
I don't
so
know what
squiggly,
you call
like the...
Like expandable straws?
Yeah. It's pretty thick.
I'm
about to put the Buffalo Trace in here and just sippy it.
I was going to get birthday hats too.
So what, we all going to take a shot of this? Or is that why you got these?
Yeah, dude, so you can share.
That's why we got cups.
You could even bust... Damn, we should have done that.
Well, you just leave the cups there if we have cups at all times.
I don't know.
What does it do?
Use that. It's like a flask, but then you can also pour. I think you can attach that to the bottle. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, we should probably figure that out before this. It's going to take too long.
Yeah, we'll figure that out next time. Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy goddamn New Year.
It's 2020.
2020?
The roaring 20s.
It's craziness.
The roaring 20s.
We all got to fucking dress like Peaky Blinders from now on. For the next 10 years.
Let's do it.
I'm just waiting for the draft. I'm ready.
You ready? You ready to go?
I have two kids, so they'll take me.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, as long as you're...
as long as you have two boys.
Yeah, your last name. Okay.
Like, we're all going here. All of us.
Well, I for sure have to go.
They won't throw us in, like, the ward, but they probably put us in the warehouse.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind, because I finally feel like I'm doing something with my life.
God damn.
As he opens the bottle.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
Some of my kids talk cool about me. My fucking kid, when he was in kindergarten, he told his teacher I was a cop. That made me feel like shit. Like, my job wasn't cool shit. Which is not
really. Well, he probably didn't know what your job was.
Yeah, he probably didn't.
No, he just heard investigating.
He just saw your haircut. He's like, oh, he's a cop.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So that flat top.
He didn't even say cop. He said dark.
You're probably going to a gay club, huh? You were dressed up like a cop. And she's like, oh, my dad's
I'd
a
rather
cop.
Go to a gay club than a straight club nowadays.
What?
Safer.
Free drinks?
How's this safer?
Because I can take my girl and I don't have to worry about shit.
You have to worry about your ass.
That's fine with me.
Fuck.
He ain't worried about his ass.
I'm tired of taking Melissa out and her getting checked out. I want to get checked out. I want to go to the gay club.
That haircut? Pass.
We need video
around the
capability
shots.
So that
they can see these fucking little
fresh
birthday.
Ass haircut.
These little birthday cups.
Yeah.
So cheers.
We got tiny cups to say happy birthday.
Let me take a picture
on them.
Of these little fucking little things.
And your sippy cup.
We are.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Fuck.
Cheers, motherfucker.
Cheers. Happy New Year.
I'm not leaning in. Fuck it.
Happy New Year's.
Buffalo Trace. Bomb as shit.
Some good stuff.
Damn. I think we just cheers for because the draft is coming. We're trying to prepare ourselves.
That shit's nuts, though.
I see
that shit's
crazy. All those memes. They're like, 2020 is my year. And then they look at their phone. It's like, oh shit, World War III.
World War III.
It's like, damn.
But do you think, I don't think there's a capability of them, Iran being that strong to be a World War III.
They have strong allies.
Yeah, they have Russia, they have China, they have North Korea. Yeah. Billy from
some shit.
You're right.
Blockbuster. I don't think it will.
I thought it was just him. They're stating something like just cyber attacks mainly.
That's what they think that they expect because they promised it to revenge. Or
and that's the scariest
avenge.
Thing.
That's avenge, the guy's death?
No, mm-hmm. They straight out just, they're not hiding shit. They're just like, yeah, we're
going to do some shit. Yeah. We're going to do 3 days of mourning of the guy's death, and then they're going to do some
it's
shit.
It's going to pop off.
Oh, it's 3 days?
Yeah.
Oh. Damn, that shit got me warm as fuck.
Yeah,
shit's my ears got warm.
Real deal, Holyfield, baby.
Yeah, it's just good.
This thing's legit.
Yeah, so they promised that, and then, I don't know, we'll see what happens. Because I don't think they can actually... you know, do something here unless they have spies or some shit here, you know, like some type of terrorist attack. But
what they're saying is going to take place like in probably like Afghan, like somewhere out there where we already have soldiers and stuff. Oh, like
but
that.
They yeah. could always do something like an embassy to one of our allies, like where we have a port at like Thailand or Philippines or some shit like that.
Saudi,
yeah,
all those.
Well, they already got rid of a lot of people. In like
either way, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
We sent troops out there. Yeah.
Fucking our president fucking...
We're talking about...
Press the button.
We're talking about the drone attack on Iranian general.
And he went
We're
golfing.
Talking about real life Jack Ryan.
Real life Jack Ryan.
That shit's so real, bro. The dude in Jack Ryan was...
His name was Solomon.
That shit was the shit, huh?
And the new dude... And this dude that just got fucking airdropped is Soleimani. So I was like, they probably based it off of him just off the jump.
Are you on the first season or second season?
Second season. I was bored. Work has been slow as fuck. I watched both of those fucking two seasons in like 3 days.
Fucking watch that shit.
That one was good, huh? The second one was also good. The Venezuelan one.
Alex, what have you been watching on my fucking
on Disney Plus?
Oh,
he's gonna get mad.
This motherfucker gets everyone's passwords and doesn't.
I just got it.
God damn, dude.
I'm watching. I started off with something really stupid. It was like Escaping Alcatraz. It was like a National Geographic thing where it's called, I think, Drained, where they take the water out.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, this got boring. But now I'm watching Johnny Tsunami. It's a Disney movie from like back in the day. This fucking kid surfer. I grew up on that shit. Kid surfer that went to the snow and then learned how to fucking snowboard. It's pretty good.
So they have all the movies on there, like all the movies I can think of.
But you,
I'm waiting for Mighty Ducks.
But you won't watch Mandalorian.
You don't need to. It's in my room.
Yeah,
three.
I want to, but it's hard because it's fake.
What?
Oh, Mandalorian's fake.
Everything's fake.
It's good to me. I liked it.
I heard it's really
like
good.
Make believe shit.
Everything's fucking fake. Dude.
Life is a simulation, bro.
Yep.
We're not hearing it.
Hey, Pono.
Whatever on the whatever's on the other side of this wall is not there until you see it.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, it's literally right there. What are you talking about?
As a kid, I used to think that shit all the time.
No,
like,
yeah. It could just be created like in Grand Theft Auto or one of those video games where you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
See
it just renders. It just renders.
Yeah, it just renders once you see it. Like once you're there.
When I was a kid, I used to leave my room, I used to really think it was like Toy Story up in that bitch. Like these things would come alive. Like one of these
that would be
fuckers?
Small soldiers.
Oh,
bro, that
dude.
Should be so fire. Like being a kid would be so much more.
Speaking
fun.
Of simulations, I used to always think like it would be crazy if I realized that I'm crazy later on in life. Like right now, you guys are all fucking make believe, and I'm just sitting here.
Oh
like,
yeah,
oh, no,
I thought of that
I've
too.
I've thought about
it, and it scares me. It gives me anxiety when I think that way.
Damn, I thought I'm you said like, you were gonna be gay.
Fucking gay. Yeah.
What's wrong with that, fool?
You came out last week. It's fine.
2020.
Stupid.
Whatever you want. New world.
Hey, it's okay, Alex. We still love you.
In this simulation, I don't know about the
I met fucking what was her name? Mia Tia Carrera. What's her name?
Mia Khalifa.
Oh no, I wish.
Big ass titties.
No, the bitch on New Year's.
Hey yo, we don't use that. Oh. Hey yo,
the bitch
yo.
On New Year's. Yeah, is it Tia Carrera?
So, I think so. Look it up. This girl that looked the well, I thought looked like her. She was hot and fucking the whole night. I was like, damn, I need to talk to her. I need to talk to her. And then she ended up just talking to me. She's cool as fuck. Is it Tia
Carrera?
Where'd you go? Yep.
New Year's out there in Glendale.
But what'd you guys do?
Go to like this.
Went to a bar. Yeah.
She looked that her? Old?
No, dude. This isn't really her, but you remember Wayne's World?
Damn.
That's what the girl kind of looked like.
Oh, that was her.
The girl that I met kind of looked like.
She still looks good being old and shit.
Yeah, but I thought the girl that he wanted her to talk to was that old.
No. You're an idiot.
If she was, it looked like
a
that.
A young
Tia Carrera.
Well, you didn't say young Tia. You just said Tia Carrera, whatever the fuck
Yeah.
So what happened? Got her digits?
Yeah.
Did you scam? Remember you used to say that? Did you scam? You ever heard anyone say that?
Scamming is like scammy.
What?
Like kissing?
Taking shit.
No.
I've never heard scam as in used as like that.
For real?
Uh-uh.
You're dumb.
That has, what does scamming have to do with anything?
I don't know. People used to say that shit all the time, fool. It's not my fault. I didn't invent that shit. Macking it up.
Fucking call me names.
Macking it up has nothing to do with it either. Dumbass.
I've never said Mackie. That's fucking retarded.
Whoa. We don't say those words either, dude.
Don't call yourself that. You're a nice person. You ever heard of macking it up?
Not macking it up. We're like, oh, we macked, but I never heard of macking it up.
Fuck. All they do is just add.
Well, shit. You never macked it up then. Fuck.
You were never in that crowd then.
You're throwing an ing on there. Macking it up. As in, what that's what we're doing right now.
What was another one besides scamming and macking it up?
Making out. Fuck.
That's still now, though.
Or hooking up.
Yeah, that's still now.
Yeah, but like now it's not just kissing. Now it's actually fucking.
Yeah, hooking up and now indicates fucking.
Yeah.
It used to be just kissing.
If I was a young dude it's nowadays, not
macking anymore.
It escalated over the years.
Yeah. Hooking up ain't macking anymore. It ain't scamming.
Now it's just smashing.
We're smashing. For this.
Even smashing just smashing just sounds weird too now.
Yeah, like, think about it. Like,
I'd just be like, did he fuck or I feel like kids don't be doing that though nowadays.
Fucking?
I feel like they're fucking, but not like fucking. I feel like it's all that? Just online shit where it seems like they're like their lives are more online than in real life. You know what I mean? Like day to day things. I think they'd rather feel like they look cool online than like not.
They're more disconnected from reality.
Yeah, like
they want to give the perception that they're actually doing this and that. But they're not actually doing
it. Or that they're fucking, but they're really not because they're still at home doing everything online. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Like making their videos and taking the pictures while they're at home, but they're not going out and fucking.
I don't know. You sound like a hater right now.
Going outside.
I don't know why you're pointing out.
God damn it. 2020 video capability coming soon. Oh, fuck, I'm over it.
Oh, we should talk about that too. So 2020, fucking James didn't meet his new baby mama.
Oh, here we go, dude. So a couple weeks ago,
stuck at Ryan's house.
No, we were talking. Oh, that's what we said. That's what we said, actually, huh? That's fucked up. Dude, so we're playing Fortnite. It was me, Alex, young Scott, and fucking James. And we're just like, dude, what happened? And he's like, she's still down here, whatever. I haven't hit her up yet. I'm going to hit her up this weekend. So Alex is like, hit her up, fool. Like, what
are you
waiting
for? Are you scared?
This motherfucker's been hitting her up every single day of it.
No, he hasn't.
He's been scared, dude.
He's scared and being lazy at the same time.
Yeah, it's a combination. And then?
So he hits her up, right? Because I guess she had told him that she's going to be down here till the 7th, right? And he's like,
still here?
So he hits her up. He texts her like, hey, you still down here or whatever. She's like, no, I went home. I went back. And it was like, I guess, what, 2 weeks before supposedly the 7th or whatever? Because James was going to wait till the last minute to hit her up.
Yeah, he wanted to wait till the last minute. And he was nervous, so long story short.
And he wanted to hit LA Fitness a couple more times.
Yeah.
Or at least he wanted to go to the parking lot and take the picture. Yeah.
Long just story short,
drive
we're like,
there and catch
we're
his
like,
breath.
We're like, hit her up. So while we're playing,
he's, I love you, James.
He's fucking messaging her. And then she's like, he was like, all right, I'll fucking text her right now. In a little bit after this game, like, fool, just text her now. Like,
because we were
the
all
game's not that
him.
Important. Like, just fucking text her now.
Well, you could text and go hide real
and
quick.
And I was like, just because you had your fucking parents, like, you know, I was making a fucking. I was like, gonna feel like shit.
It wasn't just him, it was all of us. And even Scott was playing also, so you could hear in the background his girls talking about it too. Like, he's being a fucking dick. I know how that is. I never met my dad.
Oh, yeah, I would have been Scott's girlfriend was on there just fucking talking mad shit, like in the background, like, what a fucking dick. She was talking about what she went through with her fucking dad and everything. It's like
if I was playing, I'd be like,
Well, I bet you if it was Ryan's kid, he would be there. And he's black.
No racial.
Ryan Martin said that.
Yeah. And the rest of the African American community, we apologize.
My best friend's black.
But yeah, so fucking we're like, hit her up. And then next thing you know, she's like, if I'm reading this right, it sounds like she already took off. And then he fucking fell.
If you're
bad.
Reading this, it's too late.
Yeah, yeah.
I killed myself. As soon as he said it, all of us were like, oh man.
She's probably waiting. He's like, oh, he must not.
And he got all quiet.
That's what I said. Like, I was like, dude, like, you knew she was down here for so long, never hit her up. Like, he's like, oh, well, she hasn't hit me up. It's like, dude, you're the fucking dad.
She probably wants just the effort.
Yeah, she wants the effort. She wants to see if
like females are like, yeah, play games like that.
So, yeah. He didn't meet her halfway with that. So well, he felt bad
anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck. It's James we're talking about here.
He's just gonna get a picture of his daughter and then slice it and just add himself in it.
What did he do good yesterday? He said he fucking rallied the team. He said he was a reason you guys scored.
No, he could hit if I told him, like, bruh, 10 pounds and you could dip. Like, you could run faster.
Oh, but if he loses 10 more pounds?
Fucking wobbles.
He
to
says
the bag
he's losing
like a
weight.
Fucking penguin.
He tried to say. He told me yesterday he was losing weight.
He needs to tell his ankles that.
Oh, damn. You're
a dick. It's because I met up with her last night. I was
after?
I was chilling with this girl. My fucking car died.
Oh,
like, because of the radio.
You
listened
to the
radio? No, just like dropping her off. And I was like, fuck, who's awake? And then I fucking hit James up. And fucking, it was fucking hilarious because he showed up happy as shit, ready to help and shit. Like he was happy that I actually reached out to him to bring me jumper cables.
How long were you listening to the radio for?
I don't know.
That's a minute for your car to die.
I don't know.
I guess it was a long time.
Like, you should know, like, oh, it's been like 10 minutes.
No,
I was scared at the drive-ins.
At the drive-ins?
Yeah.
The drive-ins? Drive-ins?
Drive-ins.
Like Mervin's?
Drive-ins.
Like Mervin's?
INS, bitch.
Which is it, Mervin's or drive-ins?
Drive-ins.
Which one was it?
Okay, drive cool. /ins.
So I'm making scared sure. Full of your life.
And it's scary leaving the car on that whole time. That's like two of movies is like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you got to keep fucking turning it on. But yeah, so long story short, he came through. He was happy as shit to fucking, you know, help me out. He didn't even want me to hold the cables.
He was like, the girl right there too?
Yeah, she was holding my fucking thing up.
Was it Wayne's World?
No, it was Wayne's World. And fuck it, he was like, yeah. Afterwards, he tried to act out professional. He was like, yeah, it's gonna be $40. Oh, fucking stupid ass. But yeah, he was telling me
his little white
he
fucking
the team
sandals
and
shit.
Yeah, he showed up in fucking. His dumbass little slides.
What time was it?
It was like 1, 2.
Damn, I was on bed already.
That's the homie.
He said he was drinking already. Fucking James.
Damn.
So I tried to give a good story because we were talking shit on him, so I'm the good guy.
So 1-1 for James. 1-1 for him.
Evens out.
But we're planning to fly out there with him to Virginia.
She's in
this.
Virginia?
So she can meet all her dads.
So if a girl is getting double teamed, if a girl's getting double teamed and two dudes nutting her at the same time,
it's a race.
But only one sperm can get, so it's only one person's, right?
It's a race. It's the most athletic sperm.
Is the sperm able to, like, I don't know,
split,
combine?
Well, I don't know.
Think so.
That's a good
like
question. On the way there, somehow just like get
it just gets
the
good parts of both persons.
Maybe you should try it.
No,
be the scientist and let us know what happens.
I don't know. I told Melissa the only dude that we can do that is like Chris Brown.
Oh, and Chris Brown is fucking you or what?
2020, baby.
So Martin just confessed he's gay.
That was real as fuck if you thought about that shit. You're like, yeah, for real.
He's like, it feels Chris Brown.
I do what I do. I do what I can for the culture.
Fucking stupid.
For the culture, huh?
For the community.
For your ass.
For the community's culture.
For your ass.
Fucking shit.
You guys
you want some CBD?
Yeah, let me get some.
CBD, GD.
A little bit of CBD.
So today, dude, I got stuck on watching the fucking R. Kelly, Escaping R. Kelly.
Parents.
Oh, man, dude. Fuck R. Kelly and fuck all those people's parents. What? Just like Michael Jackson. Dude, that shit.
It's dude. Like, I mean, there was maybe one group of parents that seemed like logical. Like, they're like, hey, we talked to them. They promised a road manager to go with them, and that's going to be our point of contact, blah, blah, blah. So, like, being a parent and your kid's dream is to be, like, an artist, you kind of want to believe that shit. But the rest of them are just like, yeah, just because it's R. Kelly, take my fucking daughter, you know? And then yeah. they don't talk to her. She becomes this little fucking slave. Like, it's really fucked up.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how someone could just let their kid go like
that. And I've known, like, I've heard and all that shit about the whole R. Kelly shit, but not to this, like...
I didn't know it was so recent.
Like, all the details and shit?
It's recent as fuck, too.
How's the production? Some of these
were, like, in 2016, 2015.
Huh? How's the production of it, though?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Because lately, if the production is good, like, even if the content's good, like, what they're talking about, but the production sucks, I'm like, I can't watch
it. No, dude, the production's good, and, like, the people that are talking, it's fucking legit. Like, it's fucked up.
Because some of those documentaries are kind of like, whoa, what the fuck? You can just tell someone just...
This fucking guy has like slaves and shit. Like he has a big ass house and he has girls in each fucking room, and they can't come out. They can't take a shit. They can't take a piss without him knowing.
And then they were saying like they would have to pee like in a pitcher, and then they need the permission to go put it in a bucket.
Yeah, that's some 50 Shades of Grey times 10.
I don't understand how this fucker is still fucking performing and all that shit.
Well, no, isn't he in jail now?
No,
he has good ass music.
He's not in jail?
No, he's not in jail. He's going in trial and all that.
I thought he's in jail. Wow.
Have you listened to The Closet? All those motherfuckers? That shit's intense. And they're
He did make a lot of classic ass music.
That shit fucking came out when I was still in high school.
Exactly.
The first one, the pee video.
The pee video. Yeah. And that was with his wife's fucking niece.
Oh, yeah, shit. And I remember like people at my high school like fucking took all their R. Kelly like CDs and shit and burned them because of that.
They should, dude. That's fucking...
But that was fucking, what, like 10 fucking years ago? Over 10 years ago?
And he's still doing it now.
More than 10 years.
More than 10 years ago. And like
it's... One of the videos is in 2015. Like that he's fucking took some girl.
Yeah. Well, we did Step in the Name of Love at Stephanie's Quinceañera. So...
Damn. You can't deny his fucking music was good.
Yeah.
What was that?
Step in the Name.
What was the really long one that he had?
Trapped in the Closet or something like that?
There's like
and then one of the recent girls was fucking 2018.
Wait, hold on. It's called Trapped in the Closet?
Yeah. He's literally been confessing his whole
life. He's literally confessing what he's coming. Done. He's coming up the stairs. Oh my God. It's a man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they got the midget in it. What the fuck? That shit's entertaining, but fuck that guy.
He's talk singing. That shit's fucking hilarious.
He's what?
Fuck.
Like, he's talk singing. Like, he's talking, but it's like,
Yeah. Somehow. So, like, the girls fucking age from like 16 to like 33. And he preys on like girls that are, you know, don't come from like good homes and all that shit. And the most recent one's like a girl from 2018 that he made his girlfriend, and she's like 22 or some shit. And she like figured it out when the first night they met, they fucked. But the way like she said that she consented, but it was like more like him telling her like, you better fucking consent this shit and you better like it. And he was, while they were fucking, he was like, oh, you got to work on your moaning skills. We'll work on that. Like shit like that. That fool's like
that.
That's
some of the grooming type of shit that he'll say. He'll groom them. He's like, like this girl's like, oh, I'm a virgin. He's like, perfect. He's like, I'm gonna teach you how to do everything. Like shit like that. But he'll, it's fucked up because he'll catch these girls like when they're 17 and then make it seem like, okay, I'm gonna give you this career. They have their parents get them involved and be like, yeah, I'm gonna prep her to do this and that. Once they turn 18, all communication's gone and now they're trapped in the house. Yeah, you know, it's like it's crazy.
Come out with the new shit, Trapped in the House.
It's stupid.
They can't get out.
Dude, speaking
they're
of
peeing in buckets.
Stupid shit, I had the dumbest. I had the dumbest fucking dream last night. The dumbest fucking dream ever, and I fucking blame both of you guys. Fuck it.
Which ones?
Huh?
Who'd you point at right now?
I know because you were
you said Eric both and Tony. Of you guys.
Yes. It probably just hit because his forehead, but it's because we were fucking like I was in this dream and it was just in the neighborhood and I'm just pumping gas, and then out of nowhere this fucking giant fucking it looked like a tractor tire was just going like
because
of the rubber
going through the dirt, just causing all this fucking dirt in there.
And I was like, what?
And then I see that there's a truck following it with a camera, and I was like, what? And it was so fucking vivid that I was excited to tell you guys, they're fucking shooting a new fucking Rubber movie in my neighborhood. And I was getting my phone out. Then I woke up and I was like, oh, that's the stupidest fucking waste of dreams ever.
You wasted a dream?
Yeah, fuck.
How long do you think the dream is, though? You wasted DMT.
It felt like a long-ass dream. Like, I literally was excited to go tell you guys. Like, I thought it was that real.
How long do you think dreams last, though?
I don't know.
Do you think it's, like, towards the end of you
I think once about you go to into wake REM, up?
It usually is, yeah. It usually is.
Like, you most likely dream throughout the whole night, but you remember before you wake up. Like, the last one.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah, that shit was stupid as fuck.
Like, there's, like, I had one intense one, like, what was it, like, a couple weeks ago? I felt like I was falling off my bed, and I heard, whoop, like, something was pulling me, and I woke up all, like, fucking all scared and shit, and then I was like, oh, fuck.
The worst
I just wanted to go take a piss, and then just went back
to
sleep.
You had one of those?
Yeah.
That's fucking dope. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Because that's
no, like, it wasn't, because I went through and not you, son of a bitch.
No, that's awesome as fuck. That's close to, like a out-of-body experience type of thing. Yeah. Like, you're about to like slip out.
I hate the ones where you feel like someone's throwing a baseball at your face, and you wake up. You're like, "Oh fuck!"
Yeah,
yeah.
I got some of the not baseball, but like I'll pretend like
a dick or a what?
Dreaming.
yeah.
He doesn't wake up. He's just like, "Oh,
big Jake Nasty's about to hit you in the face or what?"
Not in the face. My butt cheeks hurt. No, but I get it a lot when I'm sleeping at lunch during work.
God
or
damn.
At work during lunch, I'll fall asleep for like 15 minutes, but then I'll be playing a sport in my dream. But then I'll like it makes me
like
move
you flinch,
somehow.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing a move, but like my body jolts and shit like that. And then I wake up like,
oh,
fuck.
Fucking, where were we?
Okay, funny. No one gives a fuck.
New Year's, right, Eric? New Year's?
Yeah.
There's this guy fucking
this year?
Yeah, this guy breakdancing in his apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And then fucking we're like, fuck, it'd be hilarious to bring Mario to have his fucking moves since 06.
Those fucking moves are still legit.
That'd be funny as
dude, nostalgia now.
To be honest, I can't wait to see you do those moves at Coachella because I'm talking so much fucking shit.
I got new moves, baby.
No, you don't.
The shimmy?
All you're doing is moving your forehead. That's all you're doing right now. That's all you're doing right now.
So the brightest of the lights. Yeah.
It's a lot
well,
of
lucky
forehead
for me,
moving
I have
around.
Five different hats for that weekend.
Oh, no hats allowed. There's no hats allowed.
Huh?
There's no hats allowed.
Yes, there is. Fuck you. I've watched all the Coachella videos. the dudes and the dudettes.
What?
The dudes and dudettes?
The dudes and the dudettes. That's a man.
You should buy a fairy costume and just run around. Do it full.
While he's
kids
on the
aren't
leash.
Grown enough yet.
What? They're not grown enough to know the truth.
While he's on a leash, chained to Melissa.
I need to order those.
The leeches?
Those leash backpacks. I'm getting it.
Shut the fuck up. You're really gonna fucking do that shit?
That's gonna be hilarious as fuck. I'm gonna wear a fucking R. Kelly shirt.
That's modern day slavery, fool.
I'm gonna wear an R. Kelly shirt.
That's fucked up.
That'd be hilarious, huh?
No, wouldn't.
Yeah,
you look evil as fuck when you charge up that laugh. It's like,
yeah, your fucking forehead laughed with you. It's like, oh, mama. Fucking, what was that main song, though? I mean, he has a ton of songs, but there's one that's like super
everyone
popular.
Gets married
AJ ain't nothing but a number?
I don't know.
Is I it? Wanna piss on you. Drip, drip, drip.
I believe I can fly.
No, that's him.
That's
his
Space Jam.
Is there one like a train named fly. After a train or something?
I believe I can touch the sky.
I can't remember.
We don't know the lyrics. No, he has a bunch of songs that are fucking like. Everyone gets married to.
Step in the Name of Love.
I think it's that one. I think it's that
step
one.
In the
I
name
brought
of
that
love.
Up already. We did that. Stephanie's Cantina.
No one listens to you.
Obviously.
Your forehead's too loud.
No.
No, I think you're talking about.
I'm wearing a hat from now on.
This one, yeah.
Ignition.
Ignition.
Remix, though.
I said train song. I just
remix to Ignition.
Yeah.
I was thinking locomotive.
It's a Jeep.
Locomotive.
Fuck.
You were close. So close.
That was,
but yes,
that
so
was a
far.
Summer banger. Remixed to banger. Ignition.
Speaking about bangers, so what do you think about the Coachella lineup?
Bang. Two people. Two bands.
No.
Rage Against the Machine.
It's actually pretty good.
There's
dude.
A lot of them.
It's a
lot of the people
we're
looking
at. It's a good
at.
Year for Coachella. It's a good year for Coachella.
It's... I just,
we all need to get on the DJs, juice. Though. Talking on some roids.
Roids,
fucking rage.
Baby.
I'm about it. No, because...
Be raged out on roids.
I would do...
with Rage Against the Machine.
100%, I would do steroids. I'm just scared that I'll break out on my back.
You will.
And then there's no point because I want to take my shirt off.
Oh, you will, God, and then steroids. You'll lose your hair.
No, see, I'm straight on
your
that.
Your forehead will get bigger.
Yep.
He gets a big-ass line in the middle of vein.
Yep.
I want to be buff, but I feel like dudes get buff for other dudes. Girls aren't really crazy about, like, super buff.
You're just like, cool,
I'm
Mark.
Thinking about it. I'm like, what?
See, we get buff.
Well, I have to
dudes.
Tell myself something for being lazy. Or just give them kids real quick.
I know you have all your fucking outfits ready, so what are you going to be wearing? Whatever
know,
the fuck you're wearing right now, like a clown and shit, or?
Well, hell yeah, this shit's fucking fire.
No, it's not.
I did these.
So, wait, what'd you do for your birthday? This?
Van. These are my old Vans.
Oh, you painted them?
That's actually pretty dope.
Yeah, I fucked bad. Up. I'm going to get better. I fucked up on the polka dots, but. I use a Q-tip and that doesn't work that well, so I have to find something different. But Coachella, I bought, because I have my Oakleys, but I bought new lenses because I don't like the blue ones right now. So I bought black ones. And then I'm going to buy that little string that you that like keeps your sunglasses on, like if it, around your
Crockies
neck.
Crockies or something like that. For
we should make we should make some with our podcast names on there.
Yeah, we talk about it, but we don't be about it. and then I want to buy like a straw there, hat. Yeah.
I have the straw hat.
Where we got it?
I know it's gonna be.
I got a Rosarito one.
Yeah, see, I want to, but I'm gonna get like a Billabong one, cause I'm bougie as fuck like that. I don't know. I'm just gonna
get more props if it says Rosarito.
I'm gonna just get wear swim trunks. They're comfortable to me, and it's
oh yeah, super comfortable.
Breathing.
But the thing is, the shoes, dude. Like I've done the Chucks and the Vans.
So Vans not gonna work. So Alyssa wants to wear her
Trust
Doc Martens.
It's the worst mistake.
No.
Doc Martens is probably a little more comfortable though.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they're cushy.
You know, it's just Vans. You could feel everything. You're walking on gravel.
I'm gonna wear some Yeezys and some Huaraches. Some Huaraches.
Yeah, and fucking Chucks are the same. They don't have any cushion at all.
So I don't know, I gotta figure that out too.
Like the first day you'll be all right. Second day you'll be like, oh, a little achy, and then the third day you're gonna be like, fuck.
So what? I don't really
I wore
like
my
athletic
Chucks
shoes
for
though.
Lala.
Get some fucking
it's a lot bigger
some
than Lala. It's a lot bigger than Lala.
I know, I also lost my toenail at Lala.
Yeah. I mean, that might work. I haven't tried.
I just left my shoes on and that shit was bleeding out.
Oh, his weight got fucked up. Dude, it's that bad.
Wait, what happened though?
At Lala?
Okay,
I fucking,
like I know.
I lost my big ass toenail because I kicked the machine. I kicked the machine.
Like what? A vending machine or...
I was trying to get a ticket for a train, but it wouldn't take my card. Oh, okay. So I got fucking pissed off because I was really, really drunk.
Of course.
Yeah. So I kicked the shit out of it and lost my toenail. And I fucking turned around yelling, and the dude, like the guard that was there, just let me go on the train because I was fucking screaming my head off. I was like, fucking son of a bitch, fucking piece of shit. He's like, dude, you can just go on the train. It's fine. It's like... Yeah, so the rest of that whole weekend, my toenail was falling off.
It was bad, dude.
It was disgusting.
His fucking toe looked ugly.
It probably smelled like crazy.
It was gross.
Is it just
Do you wear socks or no?
Yeah.
Is it just the liquor? Did it just? It's just not cold in here.
It's not cold in here.
I'm warm as shit because of the liquor.
It might be the liquor. The liquor.
But just follow it's liquor. Not it's not fucking...
Like Mr. Leahy says
it's
from
only seven,
Park
so
Boys.
It's not... Oh, last time we were here at like 1 o'clock in the morning. That's
what his face when I was like, "Who's Mr. Leahy?"
Yeah, I was like, "Wait, what was that, Martin?"
No one listens to you.
The table looks a lot cooler with stickers on it.
Oh. But yeah, last time we were here at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, just, yeah. And it just snowed.
I just repeat what you said.
I had no idea. I believed you. Yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah.
You got a point there, dude. I'm glad you brought that point up. And no one else did.
That's like in school when you give the answer out, but your teacher didn't hear you. So I'm a motherfucker. Yeah.
Dude, takes a credit. I got my buddy Dennis. He'll fucking repeat what you just said, but say it louder and believe it's him. Like, yeah. Like, if it's his conscience talking, like not you. It's like, it's hilarious.
Oh, we just said that.
He does fucking do that.
Remember,
shit.
He did that shit a lot when we were driving to San Diego when we're all together going for New Year's.
Yeah.
Like, we're listening to the music and he says, someone said something. He's like, yeah, this guy. La, 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 la. Like, oh, yeah. We just look at him like, fool. literally just said that shit. oh, I didn't know that. Like, fool, you're in the same car as us. Like, everyone's listening. Everyone.
How you know he didn't do it just to be funny, though?
No.
No, he
didn't. He did it because.
He didn't.
I don't know.
He's the one that deleted the whole website that we fucking started up.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, I gotta tell you another story about that too.
What was the website regarding?
Doing this like little marketing company. Which yeah. We ended up I'll talk about it off air.
It failed because it got deleted.
Well no, we ended up getting something, but yeah.
Cease and desist or what?
No,
what? You're an idiot.
Mark. Herpes?
Yes, that's what it was. Everyone got herpes, and we all just stopped.
So, do you like your fucking gift, dude?
Yeah,
no. Just,
I was trying not to drink. Do you as like much, your bag? Whatever.
Pick that out, dude. Just for you, dude. Little square head. A robot.
I don't have a. That's like. You're fucking. That's like a. I'm not taking that shit. Just,
damn, that was a button. That was
my
a button right
circular
there.
As fuck. So
fuck you just hit the button.
No, dude. Your head's
my
squared.
Head's not square.
Yes.
Fuck you. I don't know.
Out of everything we said all night, that you just hit the button right there.
I'm just looking at the lineup. That's it.
Hey, SpongeBob, give me a beer, yeah?
Not for real. Give me a beer. Yeah.
I need to go home.
He looks happy as shit though. Look at him.
I'm gonna put that on my next pair of shoes that I make. That I paint. Oh, you didn't bring yours.
Oh, I know.
What?
You want to bring like shoes? One of the white Vans I got? Yeah.
Just like doodling on them.
Doodling.
I follow a couple pages. People that do that shit. That shit's tight.
It's fucking. I try to take shortcuts, but you can't.
Like how?
Like, just try to do them real quick, but you tell you have to take.
Take your time, dude.
Yeah, because on the videos, it makes it seem like it's so easy, but.
I feel like I know your whole process. Like, you put the shit down, you put the little paint next to it, you put some music on, you start drinking some Jack Daniels or something, and you do your little stupid dance moves before you do it, and you sit down.
For inspiration.
Yeah.
Take me back to 2000.
Like, he thinks he's fucking Jack and he's painting Rose and shit.
No, I sit in the bathroom because that's the best light. And I can shut the door and lock it so my kids fucking leave me alone.
You're just sitting there like...
I get this computer, put it up.
Just every 5 minutes, I'm taking a shit.
Bro, I haven't taken a shit by myself in a long ass time.
What?
That's like... Melissa knows. She traps me in there. That's when she wants to talk.
Why are you taking the shit?
Yeah, because I can't go nowhere.
Oh, fuck.
So that's when she busts in and she starts talking. I'm like, fuck.
That's hilarious.
Hey.
So you literally.
Because I'm usually watching YouTube. As soon as she walks in, I push pause.
And you flush the toilet or?
No, and I'm just like.
I would push harder at that point. Just.
Oh, no. She hears everything. And she just sits on her little stool right there. And she just looks at me and she starts talking. And I'm in my YouTube on my phone like this. And as soon as she stops, I'm like, are you done? And I push play.
What's usually like talks about what like fucking the day or?
Work
your forehead.
All right, that's over. I don't have a big forehead because there's no proof because we don't have any video capabilities.
We could draw it out.
Exaggeration, but
we'll give you the exact measurements on the fucking about the episode.
So just about shit that she's mad about. About you or just random
not about
shit?
About me, no. Just work. About like her patients that she sees, all the craziness.
I mean, you guys should figure out another time to talk about this shit instead of you taking the shit. That's kind of weird.
Not really.
I hear a lot of people do that shit, though. My buddy told me the same thing. Or they get ready while you're just... Yeah. It's crazy. What's up, Eric? You feel better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Feeling like shit earlier.
Yeah, I was feeling like shit earlier. I almost felt like fucking puking. But I'm starting to feel okay.
Was that
now.
From being drunk earlier or?
No, I think it's from I ate a piece of pizza earlier and I'm lactose intolerant and it just gummed up the works.
Gummed up the works.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you to bring a pizza from.
I know. I kind of wanted you to bring
it. I have a pizza in the trunk. I didn't want.
What the fuck?
I didn't want to bring it out because my fucking stomach was hurting.
Well, think about the rest of us.
I will still eat that shit.
Go fuck yourself. Well, go get it. Fuck.
Why? Wait, you mean a slice or a whole pizza?
It's half a pizza.
So you didn't need just eat a slice. You don't have a pizza.
No, I ate one slice and I gave a bunch of slices away. I'm a giver, fool.
You're so generous.
Yeah.
A giver that leaves pizza
what
in the
What kind
truck
of food is at Coachella? That's what I want to know.
Dude, the food at Coachella is fucking bomb,
it's a bunch
dude.
Of like foodie stuff.
I'm kind
of
scared to eat though because I don't want to have to take a shit because my metabolism's crazy.
Yeah, that kind of sucks too. But
yeah,
we only eat once a day at Coachella. Like when we're at Coachella, we only eat once.
Once you're done.
Yeah, like towards the day. Towards the end of the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd rather just get food for where we're staying and then just eat when I get back.
You could do that.
You can, but you need to eat while you're at the festival.
Yeah, because you don't realize you end up drinking a lot and all that other shit.
That's another thing that's going to make me mad is I feel like the beer's not going to be anything.
Oh, yeah, it sucks. Everything's expensive, too.
Oh, yeah. But you're going to spend like fucking $50 a day.
You think I could sneak this shit in there?
Nope. Oh, yeah, you could take it in there.
Yeah, you can sneak that in. Or your girl can.
I think I fit in my butt, Craig.
I'm sure you can, dude.
You don't need to do all that.
But if you tape it to the inside of my
balls. If you
want to
do it, go ahead. But yeah, the food's pretty bomb there. They have like random shit.
Like wraps and shit?
No, like fucking.
Oh, they have some shit.
Yeah, like lobster fries and random
shit. They have
shit,
all the
like foodie
shit.
Crazy shit like that for sure.
I always eat Chow Mein. The Chow Mein shit that's always there, I always eat that shit.
The guy would. The last time we went, it was like super fancy. We went to a dinner. A Coachella dinner.
Oh, yeah.
It's fancy as fuck.
Like, when we met Summer Rose.
Summer Rae.
Summer Rose. Who's Summer Rose?
That sounds like a good ass name. No, I'm gonna name my daughter Summer Rose. No,
but
I have a name already.
The best thing is just to stick to like chicken fingers, like little shit.
Yeah, chicken fingers are fries, probably. You can't fuck that up.
Yeah.
And your stomach won't be fucked up. But two nights ago, when was the last time you had homemade chili dogs?
Homemade chili? It was on Christmas Day.
Chili dogs? No.
It's been a long time.
I forgot how fucking fire that shit is.
Dude, I had chili. Yeah. You ever been to Texas Roadhouse? Or no, what is it called? Texas Roadhouse, right? You ever try the chili there?
Mm-mm.
Dude, Texas Roadhouse. It's fucking A1 sauce food. Like, it's fucking bomb.
But they're always packed as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's packed
Hell
as fuck.
Hell yeah.
I fucking make beans and meat like every day. So I don't know if you could count that as chili.
Kind of, I guess.
Well, what kind of beans, though? There's different. Refried beans and.
No, it's fucking.
Pinto beans?
Pinto beans.
And just meat? There's no meat sauce?
It just depends on what I feel like mixing in it.
I feel like you can make beans with everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sometimes I'll put pork in there. Sometimes I'll put beef. Other times I'll add extra beans like lentils.
Dude, lentils? I used to fucking hate that shit when I was young. When I was a kid, now I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Like lentils and chicken.
The last
what fire. Lentils?
The small little beans? Little round ones.
It's like little seeds.
But the last batch I made was beans, lentils, and pork. And that shit fucking came out bomb as fuck.
I just don't know if I could trust your food, bro.
No, he fucking cooks.
I'm scared because you almost killed Ryan last time.
No, that's because that was your stepdad's meat, dude.
Yo, I'm too fucking grown. I'm 31 years old and I'm fucking stepdad's.
He just said that, dude.
That was your pop-pop's meat.
Steppy.
Pop-pops.
Steppy's less. Like, it's not full stepdad. Steppy. Yeah. It's a step before stepdad.
He's right here. Hey.
But
hey, I didn't get sick.
No,
I didn't get sick either.
Aaron gets down. Like, I know. I think he was just drunk and he didn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
That's what that was. Because he was drinking the vodka.
When was the last time you threw up? Because I haven't thrown
up
in a long time.
And plus, Ryan.
Because I've been drunk?
Yeah. Ryan throws up all the fucking time.
Yeah, he's known for that shit.
Random ass reasons.
He's a fucking cat.
Yeah, he throws up for any fucking reason. He smokes and then he'll be standing next to someone that's smoking and he'll just fucking throw up.
Oh, dude.
He's like, I can't stand smoking.
On New Year's Eve, I didn't do shit because I had to work the next day. But I was like watching everyone's snaps and shit. I was all depressed because I had to work the next day.
Shit, I went to bed at 11:30.
Me too, playa. But when he was like sending us snaps with him doing fucking shrooms.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Where was he?
Just the people he was around with.
Oh, yeah.
Where was he?
I don't know, dude.
Describe the people he was around.
Just a bunch of randoms.
Not
bunch
fun.
Bro, bunch of random people.
They were white?
They were Caucasian. But I don't even know where he was at.
Amazon warehouse.
Honestly,
party?
But fucking,
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it was.
But he was fucking like the way he was like
drivers association.
The way he was talking, he sounded fucked up already. He's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna feel like Joe Rogan. Like how he said it, she was fucking funny. I was like, fuck. I wonder how that
motherfucker is a chameleonaire as fuck, huh?
Yeah,
not chameleonaire. That's a fucking rapper.
A chameleon.
That's a fucking chameleon.
Yeah. That was racist as fuck.
No, but he could blend it in any fucking situation. He's fucking funny.
Who, Ryan?
Yeah.
I think that was his first time doing shrooms, too.
Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about the people that he surrounds himself with sometimes. He can just walk into anywhere and just...
I think he just goes wherever the drugs are.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
And he has a fucking island in Canada.
Yeah, I know. What an idiot.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so one of his daughters, she...
One
she,
of his daughters...
I think he has two. Is it two or just one?
Yeah, it's two.
It's two. Yeah, one with Dolly, and then one this other girl that he likes, some like hippie chick. Long story short, the girl that he got with, what are the hippie chick? I don't know if it was her dad or grandparents or something like that. Basically, gave fucking Ryan's baby mama a bunch of fucking land in Canada. Like, it's like a dope-ass fucking island.
Yeah, but it's all for the daughter, not
it's all for the daughter, not mama. Yeah, not for the baby mama or not for Ryan, it's for the daughter. So she technically owns it. And then Ryan's baby mama's like, hey, you want to be with the kid? Just come live in Canada. You can have this Jeep. You can have this. There's fucking cabins there that they can rent out and make money off of that. Like, it's fucking dope. And it's not far from Seattle where his other daughter's at. Like, it works out, but you know, Ryan's like, no.
I was like, dude, do that shit and fucking, I'll move out there too. Fuck.
Every single thing he posts, I put a Canadian flag under it, just fuck with him. He gets pissed.
That's fucked up.
He has a whole fucking island, basically, to himself.
That's some Ryan shit, though. He gets lucky like that.
Well, it's not luck if you don't fucking capitalize on it.
No. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't.
Yeah. Well,
this is the Talk Shit Podcast. James, I Ryan, who's next?
Don't fucking let us know about your shit.
You have something to talk about.
We love our friends.
See, I wonder if kids nowadays talk shit on their friends like we do. Not shit, but like make fun of.
Well, I don't feel like it's like I don't feel like it's talking shit because if they were here, we'd still say the same
shit.
That's
what I'm saying. Like more like making fun. Not, I don't know how to explain it. Just like. Well, how we would say it would be talking shit, making fun of. You know what I mean?
Because I don't think we're not saying it in a way where it's like it's hateful or fucking, you know.
But what I'm saying is, I wonder if the kids nowadays do that shit because I feel like they're too sensitive.
Yeah, like they don't, they don't,
they don't know how to take it.
They don't want to shoot the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
clowning around or whatever.
Yeah, they're a little, they're probably a little different.
They probably said that shit about us.
They grew up watching fucking.
I think every generation. Do you guys think every generation gets weaker?
Yeah.
Well, I talk shit to my son right now just to get him used to it. I was like, when he's playing games, I'll be like, you're fucking garbage.
He's probably like,
bro, you're lame.
My dad doesn't believe in me. That's what he's thinking right now.
It's different.
He made a stupid ass forehead.
Or when he's playing Fortnite, I'll be like, bruh, you're garbage. I'll just walk in the room while he's playing shit and I'll be like, bro, you're garbage. And I'll leave. And I'll sock him in the chest real quick. What a dick. Like, no, because I tell him.
For your CPS coming to you.
I know, dude.
I tell both of them, like, if I hit you, like, when we play around, I hit you harder than these little kids will hit you. So you shouldn't be crying for nothing.
What if he meets a buff-ass kid from Nigeria or some shit?
No, there's not a lot of black kids that go to the school.
You don't have to be black. You be fucking...
I'm just kidding.
Damn, that's crazy, dude. I don't know if I'll treat my son like that at 8 months.
right.
Instead of thinking about it, too, I was like, hey, what? God damn.
That's child abuse. My kid's about to be
oh, you're fucking punching babies and shit.
Fuck. That's some Adrian Peterson shit. Damn, I'll throw that out there like that.
He's not thinking about it now. Like, fuck, I'm an asshole.
It took me a minute to be like, what the fuck is he talking about? He knows my kids.
Just drink out of your sippy cup.
Oh, yeah, you got to fill that shit up for that next podcast. Hilarious. It's a fucking Lego sippy cup.
I'm taking it to
I
should have
got
sure.
one. I should have got one for myself.
People are going to love it out
there. That's tight.
That shit is still
I'm busy walking by on a chief walk.
You should think this is a Coachella.
Oh, yeah, I think you bring it in.
Make a little maybe. Like that. Yeah. If it's empty, you can bring it in.
If it's empty, yeah.
Must be like, dish. Yeah. Like a walkie-talkie. No, I could put a make. I could drill a hole through here.
For what?
Throw a like a necklace.
Fuck, that'd be hilarious. We gotta get some fucking some video going this year. Or this month, next
Shoddy.
Month. Get that shit going.
Split four ways, cheaper.
So we should have did it during Black Friday.
Yeah, we should have done did it.
Should have done did it.
That's
done
your
did
fucking it. Department.
What?
That's your department.
I've been busy, fool. Guys. Fuck.
Well, you just bought a house.
I've been busy buying houses and shit.
He's a house owner.
Well, after that,
he said it all set up. Well, after that.
Well, now,
is it all set up now? You guys are done.
Not the paint.
No. He went in. We got a painter. Painted everything.
Home Depot or Lowe's?
Now he's
Mexican.
He's setting up the garage to put a new room in there for my mom.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought you were going to say podcast.
No.
Just kidding.
I mean, we could. He's leaving, like, because it's a three-car garage, so the little extra space we could use if we wanted to.
Well, I'll put the printing machine there. You can make our merch.
Okay. I thought we were going to do that here. We should have.
Where, bruh?
Yeah, Steppy changes his mind, changes this room like every other day and shit.
I'm sure we can figure it
unless
out.
Unless we hire him and make those shirts and shit. He's in here making shirts for us.
That fucking big.
Oh, I know.
That's like, if we put it here, it'll take this whole thing up.
For real?
Circular. Well, he had that clean, but it's just what happened. He says. So, yeah, merch coming soon. We'll figure it out.
Merch coming at Coachella.
Well, don't you? You can't set up where you're at.
Starting from fucking podcast, what? Merch coming soon.
My son fucking hit his head on it today.
Oh, fuck. Damn, this 8-month-year-old baby's fun.
Obviously, 8-month-year-old babies don't walk yet. Oh, yes, they might. But
oh, damn.
Not this one.
Try to deny it at the same time we proved it wrong, huh?
I was just saying you were carrying him. And he hit his head. He's like, yeah.
Fucking punching kids in the chest and shit.
He was just watching someone play Fortnite.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you.
Hard out here in the streets.
You watch Uncut Gems, so give us a review.
Fuck.
What's Uncut? Oh, with Adam Sandler and fucking Kevin Garnett?
Dude.
Kevin Garnett's a thing?
Oh, yeah, he is. KG. Fucking, that's what he's calling him in there. Or they call him that in the movie the whole time. But... it's the best performance I've ever seen Adam Sandler do. And I like his movies. Like, people will talk shit on them. I like the classics. But this is his first serious role. It's long as shit, and it feels like it ends so many different times. But it's such a freaking good movie that, like, I literally recommend you fucking go watch it as soon as you can. Like, it's fucking awesome.
Like, right now.
The way it was shot, the soundtrack, the way it's, like, it feels like at this time now. I mean, I think it was based in, like, 2010
or something.
2011, I forget what it was.
Oh, it's a true story?
I don't know if it's a true story, but they capture that era really good.
Oh, okay.
Based loosely.
But it's about, like, these hustlers, like, those guys that own, like, the fucking jewelers, the jewelry shops. Mm-hmm. And there's real jewelers in there that make appearances.
Like Ben Baller and shit?
Like that, but not him, but, like, his homies and shit. And it's fucking good. Like, I don't want to spoil it, but it's really fucking good.
That whole jewelry game is fucking scam as fuck.
Yep. That's what it is. That's what you basically see. All those guys are addicted to gambling. They're all scammers. They're all in cahoots. It's a bunch of Jewish guys. They have money. A
bunch
of
other shit, yeah.
So it's,
I want to watch it.
It's fucking good.
You know what I watched? And it's fucking good.
And the ending will fucking trip you out.
Good as fuck. And it's like inspiring. The Kevin Hart documentary. Like, he's fucking... that guy is fucking a hard worker like a motherfucker. But he leaves shit in there that's just like...
Him and The Rock are supposed to be like the hardest workers in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, it goes through with like when he got caught up cheating and then the whole homophobic tweets or whatever it was.
Did he cheat twice or once?
On record, once. In the documentary, just was once, but, you know, you never know. But it's just like...
Off the record, multiple times.
Multiple times. But like on the in the documentary, he left a lot of shit in there that he didn't need to. Like there was a bunch of shit that was just like, it's just dope. You got to watch it. Like
what's it called? Netflix, right?
It's called Kevin Hart. Shit.
Fucking up.
Fucking up.
Stupid. Kevin Hart, I cheated more than once.
Off the record. No, I forgot what
I cheated
called.
Once on record.
It's super good, dude. Like, it's some real shit. Like
I only got caught once.
Yeah, there you go. That's the best one. Mine sucked. Yeah, I only got caught once.
Like, this dude's fucking rich as shit, and he's still, like, dedicated as fuck. Oh, it's called Kevin Hart, Don't Fuck This Up.
Oh, that's fucking, that's pretty good.
It's only six episodes.
I'll have to check that out.
It's dope. It's, like, straight up, like, it's inspiring. Like, to be that high up there and he's still, like, motivated, like, it's fucking dope.
Do you guys catch yourself when you're watching, a series on any of those platforms, you fast forward a lot more than you used to?
No.
Never. I fast forward through like stupid ass shit. Like when there's a series where it tells multiple stories and I just don't care about that person, so I'll just fast forward through there. Like
then why watch
when
it
shows up? Well, because I like the rest of the story.
Wait, are you talking about docuseries?
Like documentaries? No, it's a TV show, but you know how it has multiple characters in it.
Oh fuck no, that's just real wrong.
At that point, I just grab my phone and I start fucking
texting or something.
Yeah, start texting.
Don't you hate that?
Then
though?
I come back and start watching the show again.
Like even if you like the show. Even if you like the show, like you're watching it, and I don't know where you just feel your hand going towards your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
I fucking hate that shit.
You know why I hate it too? It's because I fucking do that, and then I'm like, fuck, I just missed a pivotal part, and then I rewind it, and then I have to rewatch.
I hate that. I hate it when we're watching something together, and then fucking it's like good part. I'm like, oh, I make a noise or something, or he makes a noise. It's like. Oh, rewind it. I missed it. Like, yeah, get the fuck off the phone. Like, both of us. I hate that
you're like,
shit.
Like, well, you fucking missed it. You said about
yeah, that. Yeah, I fucking hate
what
it.
What about
dude.
Watching series?
I hate it when I miss a knockout, like a UFC or something.
Yeah.
What about watching a series and you're like, you have two more episodes and you just stop watching it?
No. Yeah.
I've done that. Well,
I mean,
like,
I always revisit them. I try to revisit them.
I do that when I know, like, I'm going to finish. I'm like, fuck. I got to start something else before I finish this because I'm going to be like fucking. Rubbing the earth with nothing else to watch. And
I don't
shit.
Know. I just finished fucking Star Wars Rebels. So,
what is that?
It's a fucking cartoon.
Some fucking fake cartoon.
Star Wars cartoon on fucking
I'm
Disney
not
Plus.
Not there yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you know what I did watch Uncle the other day? Gems. Fucking and there was a cartoon besides Trailer Park Boys. Fucking hilarious. it's not Rick and Morty, but it's on Netflix.
Loudmouth.
The new
big
season?
Mouth.
Oh, Big Mouth. Yeah, big that's mouth. Just fucking hilarious,
yeah,
dude.
That's a Bill Burr one?
No, Bill Burr is...
Bill Burr.
Fuck.
He has one?
Yeah, he's got a show on there. It's an animated show. What the fuck is it called? Look that shit
on
up.
On Netflix?
What's the Loudmouth one then?
It's Big Mouth.
By who?
Nick Kroll? Something Kroll?
Oh, yeah. Nick Kroll.
Oh, okay. And that's the guy from the league?
Yeah.
Okay. And they talk about like...
Oh, the Bill Burr one is...
And all that
Like
F for the family.
Oh, yeah. F is for family.
Yeah, F for
that one's fucking funny as shit, too.
And they both go through like actual things that happen in life. Like right?
Yeah, like they're...
They explain like the
sex
and all that shit.
But Big Mouth or whatever, it's like... It's intense, dude. Like,
yeah.
You're just like, what the fuck? It's a cartoon, but I don't know. It's like something where like Seth Green would make.
Well, like, they do it in
Rogen and
like
shit.
They do it for the cartoon, so they can get away with more.
Yeah, because they show like naked girls as cartoon forms and all that, and then talk about jacking off and like getting raped in the butt and shit like that. You're
but
like, what
a
the
lot
fuck?
Of a lot of it does come from his like his history, like his past and shit.
Oh shit! I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like he like the dude like the main character getting pants and shit, little dude, that's supposed to be him. Like he got pants as a kid.
Bruh. I never got pants, but that was like one of my biggest fucking fears.
Yeah, he got pants as a kid.
High school?
They have a
basketball shorts on.
Yeah, I wore
wore basketball shorts under every pair of pants, and I tie those motherfuckers tight.
I wore basketball shorts just to be lazy. Like, that shit was going around.
You wore basketball shorts underneath your pants, though?
Yeah. But I did that just to be lazy because I was like, it was easier just to change like that.
Oh, for PE and shit?
Yeah.
No, I just wore it just because you never know when I'm about to play something like basketball or something.
Also, I
was always just fucking lazy and like for PE, I'd like take my pants off, run out, come back in, put my pants on.
Damn, you'd wear them still after PE?
Yeah, because I was lazy as fuck, so I wouldn't get all sweaty.
He's a he was a fucking dude that would walk around in a group like around.
Yeah, I was a I was a big dude that just fucking like stomped around like I didn't fucking get all sweaty and shit.
I was gonna say damn because it smells after a while.
No,
just
I got
walk behind a girl with those always lazy thong showing. And shit.
I've always been lazy as fuck.
Remember when seeing a thong was like oh fuck?
Yeah, yeah. I remember seeing my teachers with thongs.
What? I never seen that.
Miss Cooper.
Now I feel like fucking I can see. I can see the underwear. What do you know mean? What I mean? Like, you could just see it.
You can just tell.
No matter what, yeah.
No, because the pants are different now. They're thinner.
But yo, what was that movie where
your
he was, like, walking behind her? And she asked him the time.
Super bad.
Fucking Vogel? He turned around and looked up.
10 o'clock. What? Yeah. I feel like we've all been in that situation in school or something.
Yeah, the one that I've definitely done is the one where you're staring at a girl. And then she catches you, and then you like look up and
act all dumb, like look around.
You know what would fucking suck?
But I'm cheating too, like when you're cheating on a test, and you see the teacher sees you when you're looking over, or like you're cheating. What's the answer to this?
Or you cough? Or you do like you're having some kind of fucking medical thing going on. Nah,
what would suck is when you're walking between periods, and then you'd be. Someone says, what's up? But they're talking to the person behind you.
Oh, so like, no, what's up? Dude, that shit happens nowadays and shit. That shit happened to me the other day, actually.
Did it?
Yeah. I was at the store and I seen someone that I knew. And then they waved like that. I was like, oh, damn. Like, do I know him? Like, oh, yeah, I do know him. And I'm walking towards him like, what's up, man? And he's like, and he acknowledged that I was walking towards him. He's like, oh shit, what's up, dude? And then he's like, while we were talking, he's like, hey, like that. And I was like, who the fuck? And it was some other person that we both knew. And he's like, oh yeah, I was waving him down. I was like,
So probably I'm not the guy that he wanted to stand in front of.
Yeah. Well, what happens now is when I see someone, I go like that. But like they turn as soon as you do that. So you're just like.
Yeah. Isn't it weird seeing fucking coworkers outside of work?
I don't ever see coworkers outside of work.
Like, well, I mean, when you do, it's kind
of
weird.
I don't see anyone from high school outside of work.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
Or outside of
in the real world?
I ran into a couple people at bars. One dude followed me into the restroom.
Damn. That's weird.
Yeah.
Just to see if you knew him?
He's like, hey, man, what's up? I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, you don't recognize me, do you? I'm like, no, motherfucker. I'm like, this is also a weird place to be fucking asking me this.
You're just standing with your knife out and shit. Yeah. Like, what, motherfucker?
Do you guys give money to, like, homeless people?
Nope. I used to until I seen a documentary on ABC or on one of the channels where it was based on someone out here in the Inland Empire where they stand by the freeways and get, like, a shitload of money and then jump in their Mercedes, go to their big-ass house and just change into regular clothes. And they're just making bank like that. Like $300 a day, and when you go to work, you're not making that much. Well, depending on who you are, but
I do sometimes. But it's usually like when you can kind of tell, like he's not one of those guys, you know.
I mean, if they're cracked out, I don't give them shit.
Oh, no, there's this guy cracked out yesterday. I saw him over there by Michael's. He was like wearing this fucking suit, skinny as fuck. You can tell under it, and not a suit, like a trench coat kind of. And he was like fucking just walking weird, making like weird, like you could tell he's on tweak or whatever the fuck they're on, just fucking talking to himself, going up and down the Michael's parking lot. And I'm tripping out because it's like there's families there and shit, and they're just seeing this fucking bum tweaker going around. It sucks. But
it's getting bad out here though. I can't get out that much money. I don't make that much money.
Yeah.
But
oh, you're nodding at him like something.
Like I'm agreeing with them.
Oh, yeah. No. Yesterday, I just did it because there was this guy. He was pretty young, looked like a regular dude, but he was just parked at the gas station. He was like, hey, man. He was like, I just need to get to blah, 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 blah. So can you give me some money? And I could tell he wasn't a bum. He just fucking probably just going through some shit. And then I was like, I don't have any cash. He's like, oh, no, don't worry about it, dude. Like, right away, like, he didn't let me finish because you can tell he's already embarrassed to say it. And then so I just got, like, my little cup, the little thing where you put all your change on inside the car. I emptied that shit, gave it to him. And you can tell he was, like, happy about that.
Why don't you just give him gas for $5? So.
I didn't have cash on me. I'm not going to walk back in.
You have your car?
No, chill.
What an asshole.
He acts like he would do that. Like, he's trying to put me on blast, but he wouldn't.
I already said I would not give a shit.
Yeah, then shut the fuck up. And then, fuck you.
So you $20, huh? You shit.
I know. Oh, what the fuck?
Damn, you still owe him $20?
So, like, that guy hooked
him up. I just
up,
do it so we can still be friends.
And he was, I know, this was fucking cheap, I swear.
You're just like James.
I just bought, me and him just got you a fucking birthday gift, the bottle.
And I thank you.
Where's
James owed me gift? Like, James has owed me like $40 for the last year.
Okay, 40 is crazy.
It was 80, and then he bought me something in Oakland, so that's a point.
Well, yeah, long story short, the guy was super thankful even after I left, so I was like, that's dope.
I used to just be a fucking asshole. Not anymore, but I used to. Like, people would come up to me and ask me, like, hey, do you got this? And I would just stare him straight in the eye and go, no.
That's kind of stupid, though.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
It's like,
They would just stare at me like fucking just put their head down and walk away.
Have you ever been in the situation where you're in a drive thru and the person in front of you paid for your meal?
No.
Like
no,
they try to start that Starbucks, fucking chain?
Yeah.
Well, someone did it to me at McDonald's and they're like, oh, they paid for your meal. I was like, okay, well, how much is the next one? Depending on that shit, I'm not paying for it if it's like $40. But it was cheaper than mine, so I was like, all right, I'll just pay for the
next one. That's dope. That's tight.
But I'm not going to spend more money than I was going to spend, you know what I mean?
But is that a chain? Or is it just like a thank you to the guy behind you?
It depends on if the next person did it. Yeah. How long's a chain?
I don't know. If it was even a chain, I thought it was just paying it forward. Like, I just took care of that guy. So I don't think I don't think you have to do it to the guy behind you.
But I felt like...
You never have to do shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, but you don't have to do shit.
I don't think that's like... I don't think those are the rules, but...
I don't think there's rules to it, but...
There's never
rules. I'm just saying, well, there's a rule if it's more than your fucking meal was going to be. I'm not going to... Why am I going to pay double for... You know what I mean?
Or at least put half. Like, just be like, oh, if it's $10, be like, oh, I'll put $5 towards the next one. But what if the person doesn't put that $5 towards the next one?
Then he's a fucking dick. Karma gets you. That's what I tell Melissa. Like, shit happens all the time to her. Like, people are assholes. I'm like, that's why I don't trip. It's just, they're going to die anyways.
Yep. Everyone's going to die.
So.
And nothing matters. Sounds like a devil to me. Sounds like an Amigo song.
Yeah, Amigo the devil.
It's what keeps me going.
Fucking fucking Junior. He texted me like in the middle of the night the other day. He's like, your fucking midget fucking story is cracking me up. Because I guess he listens to the podcast at work. And I forgot that we had that podcast when I was telling you guys about. When the first time I discovered YouTube, my buddy's like, hey, you want to see a midget pumping gas? And then he showed me a video of a midget pumping gas on YouTube.
That's funny. That was
the start of it. Yeah.
I started dying because I seen something on YouTube where a retard made a shape of a turtle with their shadow. Maybe I have to see it.
What?
Maybe you have to see it.
Was it you? What are you trying to tell us, Lassie?
What the fuck was that?
It was
him.
It was Mark. He's like, yay. I like turtles.
Totals.
I like turtles. Skittles and Twinks.
Fuck you.
The one from South Park? What was the one from South Park used to say all the time? Shit,
I don't know. With the sippy cup.
Well,
I think he's looking up the video.
Yeah.
He's determined to show us this. Like, yeah. This
oh, it's Timmy.
Timmy.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy.
Fucking South Park. They're still going on with that shit too, huh?
Hell yeah.
Oh shit, I just tried to watch
the new season's fucking funny as fuck.
Is it?
Yeah, I've been watching it forever.
The last time I actually watching was when the movie came out when fucking Saddam Hussein was fucking
shit,
the devil
that
and shit.
Like 98.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Well, that's the last time.
Yeah,
dude.
No, I never really I think that was the last time that I was actually into it too. But I know they have like a loyal following. Like people love South Park. Yeah.
Melissa got pissed at me because we watched the first episode of Simpsons on Disney Plus. Me and Josiah. She got all upset.
Talk on the mic.
She got all upset.
Why?
Because I showed my son The Simpsons.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with that? We grew up on that shit.
Disney owns The Simpsons?
That shit was on, on Fox 11.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Channel 11.
We all grew up on that shit. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Nothing's wrong with me. That's why I showed it, too.
There's a lot wrong with
you. Well, maybe because he's 8 months old, dude. Yeah. He's fucking 8 months. He's streaming.
Dang, you're over here punching your kid in the chest, making him watch Simpsons and shit? That's fucked up.
Life's hard. I'm just getting them ready.
So you're going to show us this fucking video or what, dude?
Well, they won't. Fucking YouTube won't let me research retard.
What?
That's not my fault.
That's the quote of the day. YouTube won't let me research retard.
Because it ain't right, you son of a bitch.
This fucking PC fucking world now. Fuck. I give up.
God damn.
Well, the wise words of Martin, ladies and gentlemen.
Three-year McGee.
Let's fucking
Swamp Face.
100% effect right now.
Let's end it on that.
Swamp Face Martin.
7125media.com. Reach out at info@7125media.com.
And remember, people, YouTube won't let me research retort. Skittles and twins.
Yay!